This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands. The seal is fake. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here today. I had prepared today's show. I've got all this stuff here. I've got a big stack full of stuff. Right around noon, the president called a press conference, and I have to say... he ate the press for lunch today. Ate them. Okay? I've never seen anything like... Honestly, I have... I'm a political junkie. I've been following politics my whole life. I have never seen anything like this in my life. So... because of that, we're going to change the show up a little bit. I want to go right to some of the sound bites of President Trump today at the press conference. Let me just tell you, he eviscerated the press. Literally. He gutted them and butchered them right before your very eyes. It was the greatest television I've ever seen in my life. Honestly. I've never seen anything like it in my life. He completely eviscerated. Obviously, he called the press conference because he wanted to announce his new pick for labor secretary because of the fact that Andy Puzder had to withdraw yesterday. So he wanted to announce his new labor secretary candidate, which is Acosta is his name. I think it's Anthony Acosta. Yeah, he is a the dean of the FIU Law School in Miami. And I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like it in my life. So he called the press conference to announce basically that he was gonna announce this new guy, but then. He basically just went after the media and called them right to their face that they're dishonest, talking about this these fake news stories. In fact, again, one of the things that I was doing today was there's an article in the Wall Street Journal about how, and again, it was like last night, once again, like the night before, I got this thing on my update, right, on my news feed that... The Wall Street Journal was reporting that spies keep intelligence from Trump. The opening of this was U.S. intelligence officials have withheld sensitive intelligence from President Donald Trump because they are concerned it could be leaked or compromised, according to current and former officials familiar with the matter. Turns out, this is a fake news story. Now, this is now the Wall Street Journal. I told you people, you cannot trust the Wall Street Journal either. Now, again, this is I was going to open the show with all this, but now, and I will get back to that because he refers to this story as well. By the way, we got a new Rasmussen poll out today. Shows Trump's approval is at 55% now. Yeah. He also talked about how he inherited a mess. But honestly, it was one of the greatest things that I've ever seen in my life. Honestly, I've never seen anything in my life as good as this press conference, honestly. I'm not even kidding you when I tell you this. So I want to get some of the sound bites here. Because there was, and by the way, there's tons of sound bites, but I tried to pick out the best ones. So here's some of this was around 1 o'clock when this is going on.
Along with New York, Los Angeles, in particular, speaks not for the people, but for the special interests and for those profiting off a very, very obviously broken system. The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
So that's how he started the press conference, okay? He starts the press conference saying to the press that is assembled in front of him, calls them out. Talks about, there was so much to this press conference. Anyway, I'm going to try to get to all of it. I got to tell you, it was, again, the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Honestly, it was must-see TV. Like, the press conference, like, Trump has a press conference now, and you got to watch it. It's like, you have to stop everything and watch it, because it's like, I've never seen anything like it. And by the way, let me just say this. I have waited my whole life to see a Republican call out the media, and we've never had it before. We've never had it. Closest thing we ever had was probably Spiro Agnew, the former governor of Maryland that was Nixon's vice president. And that's really the closest thing I have ever witnessed, me personally, that I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. We've been waiting for this, and of course, it's someone who's not even a Republican. Because let's be honest, he's not a Republican. Okay. He's our first independent president, even though he ran under the Republican banner. And he called them out and said, look, you guys are dishonest. This Russian news story, it's a fake story, he says. It's a fake story. And by the way, you guys never talked about Hillary. He's like, I don't have any business in Russia. I don't benefit from Russia. Wouldn't it be nice if Russia and the United States got along? Wouldn't that be great? And let's not forget, let's not forget Hillary and her reset and her stupid reset button. Did you guys report the fact that Hillary gave away 20% of our uranium? You know what uranium is, right? To Russia? Did you guys report that? Which, of course, they never did. They never did. They never reported it. But he called them out. He was brilliant. Just because he goes there. He calls them out. He says, like, you guys are liars. Right to their faces. You know, and then they spend the news conference going, well, we're not fake news. We're not fake news. It's kind of like when there are news reports of somebody being gay and they go, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. That means you're gay. Okay? That's what that means. When the media has to get up there and say, we're not fake news. We're real. All it does is go, oh, you're fake. Oh, you're gay. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm talking about being gay part. The fake part, yeah, there is. Okay? It is stunning. To see this, that, again, I've waited all my life to see a Republican that will actually fight back, actually go there, actually say the things that we are always thinking, and we're always yelling at the TV going, why don't you say this? Ah! And now you got a guy that's doing it. It's incredible. It's incredible. All right, I got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back, and I've got more sound for you from the press conference. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. You know, there are days when I come in and do the show. And by the way, I love doing what I do. I love doing it. I have to tell you, it's really, it's my passion, and I love doing it. But there are some days when it's more fun than other days. And today is one of those days, honestly. I'll be honest with you. And again, like I said, I had a whole show prepared and all kinds of stuff for you. And then Trump just blew that out of the water by this amazing press conference that, again, I've never in my life, honestly, seen any greatest press conference ever in history. I mean, it's just the best way to describe it. So part of what I was going to talk about today, in fact, I was going to open up the show about, there's two articles here that I wanted to get to, which was, one was the Miami Herald, the front page of the Miami Herald, which of course is McClatchy, Washington Bureau. A Russian diplomat denies tampering with the U.S. election. Part of this story is the same, again, Russian story, just retreaded, okay? And then the other story I want to talk about was the Wall Street Journal about the intelligence community. This was the huge story. Now, for 2 days in a row now, there's been, again, a news flash, breaking story that I get on my news feed, and it pops up 2 days in a row now. One was the New York Times story, which was a bogus story. By the way, that New York Times story, did that not remind you of the story? Remember the big story that broke over the summer about Trump and his women? You had all these women, right, that came out and said, oh, yeah, according to the New York Times. And then it turned out it was a fake story because then the women came out and they said, no, he's awesome and he never treated me with anything but respect and this is all a bogus story. Remember that? That was the huge, that was the story that was going to bring down Trump. Right? And then now you have this story here about the intelligence community and the fact that there are officials. In fact, let me quote from the story. The officials' decision to keep information from Mr. Trump underscores the deep mistrust that has developed between the intelligence community and the president over his team's contacts with the Russian government, as well as the enmity he has shown toward U.S. spy agencies. On Wednesday, Mr. Trump accused the agencies of leaking information to undermine him, which is exactly true, and this is what I've talked about, and which should be concerning for everyone. So now, you got the Wall Street Journal comes out with the story saying, well, you know, the intelligence community doesn't really trust Trump. And so that's why we're not giving him this information, which is on its face is an outrageous accusation and an outrageous story. And it's treasonous. And this would signal to me that there's an actual coup d'etat going on within the intelligence community. Although I think there actually was an attempted coup d'etat. And look, and let me just remind people, this is what happens in third world countries. Understand this. Okay? Now, I found out, I read this story, and within the story it says, a White House official said there's nothing that leads us to believe that this is an accurate account of what is actually happening. I.e., the White House is pushing back. They're like, we don't know what you're talking about. But see, this was the breaking news story, and it broke last night. It was a huge deal. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh, my God, this is a pretty big deal. But as I looked at the story and I read it, and now today, it turns out it's totally bogus. It's totally fake. Literally, it's a fake news story. So let me go back to the press conference, okay? So Donald Trump basically says, he references the story. And he calls out the Wall Street Journal. He says, you know, this is a bogus story. Listen, I want you to listen to the.
And just while you're at it, because you mentioned this, Wall Street Journal did a story today that was almost as disgraceful as the failing New York Times' story yesterday. And it talked about, you saw it front page. So, Director of National Intelligence just put out, acting, a statement. Any suggestion that the United States intelligence community, this was just given to us, is withholding information and not providing the best possible intelligence to the president and his national security team is not true. So
They took this front page story out of the Wall Street Journal top, and they just wrote the story that it's not true. And I'll tell you something. I'll be honest, because I sort of enjoy this back and forth, and I guess I have all my life, but I've never seen more dishonest media than, frankly, the political media. I thought the financial media was much better, much more honest. But I will say that I never get phone calls from the media. How do they write a story like that in the Wall Street Journal without asking me? Or how do they write a story in the New York Times, put it on front page? That was like the story they wrote about the women and me. Front page, big, massive story. And it was nasty. And then they called. They said, we never said that. We like Mr. Trump. They called up my office. We like Mr. Trump. We never said that. And it was totally, they totally misrepresented those very wonderful women. I have to tell you, totally misrepresented. I said, give us a retraction. They never gave us a retraction. And frankly, I then went on to other things.
He goes there. And by the way, the media is today, they're aghast. You know, look, they spent the last 18 months calling Trump Hitler, Mussolini, on and on and on. The devil incarnate. And now they're pissed off because he is calling them out. And, by the way, they're also pissed off because he's not calling on them. That's what happens in real world. Okay? That's what happens. People aren't going to, if you're not nice to people, they're not going to call on you. It's really simple. Like, we learned that in kindergarten. But the media still hasn't figured this out yet. And so he calls them out. And they're aghast that they're being called out. And he went so far as to say to them today, it's like, nobody believes you anymore. Nobody trusts you, and nobody believes you anymore. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's honestly a thing to behold, a president that goes there, calls them out. And they're aghast. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. Hey, while the MC ride, but if you talk, if you... by the shaking bed. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk. A run, no, no, to the average of C. New Jack Sturmey. YP, she's a skeezel.
I like to let my rhymes flow.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call. 877-317-6432. All right. So I got to talk about this. This is again, this is the Miami Herald, which is basically McClatchy. Okay, just so you know. Front page story here. Russian diplomat denies tampering with U.S. election. You know, when you read a story like that, you immediately think to yourself, oh, there's got to be something to this. Russian diplomat denies tampering with U.S. election. That must mean that that he tampered with the U.S. election. See, this has been a false narrative that they've been trying to push since literally last summer. You notice how they resurrect this story every couple months? Like, nobody buys the story, and then they resurrect it, and then nobody buys it, and then they resurrect it, and nobody buys it, and they resurrect it again. They think that by continuing to bring up the story, oh, well, this time people are going to be outraged about this. No. No. In fact, one of the things that Donald Trump said today at the press conference, like, look, nobody trusts you anymore. Nobody believes it. Nobody's buying it, which is what I said for the longest time. The jig is up. Ain't nobody buying it anymore. You're done. So this story in the Miami Herald talks about how, first of all, let me read the beginning of it. A Russian diplomat who worked in the Washington embassy left the country last August while federal investigators examined whether he played a key role in the alleged Kremlin-directed plot to influence last fall's U.S. elections. Now, most people, if they're going to read a story, they'll read the headline and they'll read the first paragraph, and then they're done. They're out. Let's be honest here, okay? It's like you post something on Facebook. Nobody even reads the Facebook stories. I know, because they get comments on the Facebook stories that I post, and they basically don't even know what the hell they're talking about, but they'll comment on the story, and I know they didn't read the story. They just read the headline, and then they'll comment on based on the headline, which has a lot of times nothing to do with the story because they're just trying to get clicks from you, right? So let me just go on with this. Two people with knowledge of multi-agency investigation in the Kremlin's meeting have told McClatchy that Mikhail Kalgun was under scrutiny when he departed. He had been an important figure in the inquiry into how Russia bankrolled the email hacking of top Democrats and took other measures to defeat Hillary Clinton and help Donald Trump capture the White House. Said the source, this is the best part, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because of the severity of the investigation. Now, it goes on to say, in fact, Kalgun's name, albeit misspelled, first surfaced publicly in January in a former British spy jarring but largely uncooperated dossier of intelligence collected for Trump's U.S. political opponents. Now, this is the same bogus news story that BuzzFeed had. But see, it's repackaged. And and this was a story, by the way, by this former M16 officer, Christopher Steele, right, who was hired by Hillary Clinton and also worked doing opposition research for Jeb Bush. And this has already been discredited. It's just junk. But yet, the Miami Herald and, of course, McClatchy, they decide to go with this story. Okay? Now, again, this is so fake. It's the best way to say it. It's fake. It's fake news. But yet it's on the front page. And, again, this is mind control, mind melding. Now, Donald Trump addressed this today as well. Listen, I want you to listen to this, what he says.
Since you brought up Russia, I'm looking for some clarification here. During your campaign, did anyone from your team communicate with members of the Russian government or Russian intelligence? And if so, what was the nature of those conversations?
Okay, stop. So he's asking, the reporter's asking him the same question he's been asked over and over again. Well, did anybody within your campaign have any contact with Russia to influence the campaign? He's like, I've answered this question like 100 times. Now listen to his answer.
The New York Times wrote a big, long front page story yesterday. And it was very much discredited, as you know. It's a joke. And the people mentioned the story. I noticed they were on television today saying they never even spoke to Russia. They weren't even a part, really. I mean, there was such a minor part. I hadn't spoken to them. I think the one person, I don't think I've ever spoken to him. I don't think I've ever met him. And he actually said he was a very low-level member of, I think, a committee for a short period of time. I don't think I ever met him. Now, it's possible that I walked into a room and he was sitting there, but I don't think I ever met him. I didn't talk to him ever. And he thought it was a joke. The other person said he never spoke to Russia, never received a call, look at his phone records, etc., etc. And the other person, people knew that he represented various countries, but I don't think he represented Russia, but knew that he represented various countries. That's what he does. I mean, people know that. That's Mr. Manafort, who's, by the way, a respected man. He's a respected man. But I think he represented the Ukraine or Ukraine government or somebody. But everybody knew that. So these people, and he said that he has absolutely nothing to do and never has with Russia. And he said that very forcefully. I saw his statement. He said it very forcefully. Most of the papers don't print it because that's not good for their stories. So the three people that they talked about all totally deny it. And I can tell you, speaking for myself, I own nothing in Russia. I have no loans in Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia.
President Putin called me up very nicely to congratulate me on the win of the election. He then called me up extremely nicely to congratulate me on the inauguration, which was terrific. But so did many other leaders, almost all other leaders from almost all other countries. So that's the extent. Russia is fake news. Russia, this is fake news put out by the media. The real news is the fact that people, probably from the Obama administration, because they're there, because we have our new people going in place right now, as you know, Mike Pompeo is now taking control of the CIA, James Comey at FBI, Dan Coats is waiting to be approved. I mean, he is a senator and a highly respected one. And he's still waiting to be approved. But our new people are going in. And just while you're at it, because you mentioned this, Wall Street Journal did a story today that was almost as disgraceful as the failing New York Times' story yesterday. And it talked about, you saw a front page. So Director of National Intelligence just put out, acting, a statement. Any suggestion that the United States intelligence community, this was just given to us, is withholding information and not providing the best possible intelligence to the president and his national security team is not true. So they took this front page story out of the Wall Street Journal top and they just wrote the story that it's not true.
Bam! He's like, Trump's like, look, how many times do I have to answer the same question from you idiots? How many times are you going to ask me about Russia? Because that's all they got. Russia, Russia, Russia. There's a Ruski under every bed now. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump. Financial markets are rising at all-time highs, but economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up and see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous. You've been kidnapped by The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here if you want to call and join in the discussion today. I am joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Tim, how are you?
Hey, this has been a crazy day. Unexpected White House press conference, news conference, hour and 15 minutes.
The greatest, let me stop you, the greatest news conference I have ever seen in my life without, I mean, in my life. I've never seen anything like that. That was amazing.
You know, amazing. The news conference was supposed to be about Alexander Acosta, who, you know.
Yeah, but nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about Alexander Acosta. Nobody knows who he is, and nobody cares about it.
Well, a good pick, really good pick for the Department of Labor, but. That you're right. Not one question regarding Acosta, and you know, at all. And it, you know, I have to say it's interesting. I think people are starting to understand that leaks are extremely, extremely important in terms of national security, Edward. And what he's
correct.
Talking about is
I agree.
He said it was right. Look, what are they going to do? Report if he's having discussions with North Korea?
Right. Absolutely. And look, and you know, what Flynn did, let's be honest here, was his job. Okay? It doesn't even matter if he discussed sanctions or whatever. It doesn't matter. He's doing his job. It's no different than Barack Obama in 2012 talking to Medvedev saying, don't worry, I'm going to have flexibility after the election with this nuclear deal. And the media was just, they didn't even care about it whatsoever.
No.
And it's no different.
I have two things that, you know, first of all, I don't have a problem with the Congress doing an investigation into the Russian hacking and so forth. I don't think Donald Trump really cares about that either, because he just came out today and said there's really nothing. He didn't talk to the Russians. He came out and talked about it and so forth. And his demeanor was just unbelievable. I would say the people that really enjoyed Donald Trump and his supporters loved it. tremendously loved it. And, you know, even some of my Democratic friends said to me, he killed the press on that. He basically won that round with the press. And he was gracious. He was humorous. A little Ronald Reagan at times, Edward, I would say, was at some points he just made a few jokes, and the press sometimes doesn't understand his sense of humor and so forth. But I thought he performed extremely well under the circumstances and showed that he has a very strong, counter the reports, obviously, that we've seen that his entire administration is in chaos right now.
There's no question. I mean, he basically what he said, too, he said, look, we're a well-oiled machine. We're doing great. OK, I don't know what you people are talking about. And the fact and it look and again, the fact that he goes there, that he calls out the media, you know, we've never seen. I got to tell you this. I personally, in my lifetime, I've never seen a Republican ever like this that would fight back. You know, we've all been waiting for someone to question the media and fight back against the media and call them out for their lies.
Well, there's an old adage that you can't fight the press because you could never win because the press has the last word. And I think Donald Trump is
destroyed that.
Proving that wrong because it was tremendously amazing. But I really want to get back to the leaking thing. The thing that bothers me the most, and I've said this to many people, is how come we're, this country, you know, not just the leaks and the hacking, how come we're so hackable? How come this country and our federal government, we can break in the systems, they can leak out information and do all this at ease? And there's no investigation. I don't see anybody, Republicans and Democrats, saying, well, we need to start looking at, you know, how our systems are so vulnerable to attack. And we've seen that for so long now, and it just continues to be attacked. And I want to say one thing. Oh, I want to say one thing. I had a TS clearance when I did some Pentagon work. And it's not as difficult to find out who leaked the information. Because let me explain a little bit. When you go on, you know, classified a network and so forth, you leave a fingerprint, electronic fingerprint on what you get. You're not allowed to bring cell phones into this place to take pictures and all of this type of stuff. There's video cameras all over the place. If they want to find out who actually leaked information, they will be able to find out. And it is a prosecutor's dream, because the evidence will be very, very clear on, you know, in a court. People will go to jail for this if they do catch the people who leak this information out.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, I want to just address that, because Joseph DeGeneva last night gave an interview, I think it was on Hannity. And of course, Joseph DeGeneva was the U.S. attorney in D.C. for a long time. And I remember him well. And he said exactly what you just said, Tim, that it's very simple to find these guys. In fact, there weren't that many people that were privy to this classified information, and that in his experience as a federal prosecutor, it's going to be very, very easy to narrow the scope and find out exactly who was the leaker. And again, just like you just said, and I think they're going to go after these people, and frankly, I think they should, because everyone, and I don't care where you fall in the political spectrum, everyone should be concerned about the fact that that these leaks are happening. And to your earlier point about why are these things happening, I think it's just the very nature of the technology that we have today. I think that everything is hackable. And I don't think there's anything you can really do about it, unless we go back to snail mail and maybe just pick up the phone and talk to people on the phone.
I think there's systems out there. You don't hear a lot sometimes in some of the states, in particular, even in your state, there's a lot more protection, it seems to be, in states and security and so forth. When I've talked to state cyber experts, they basically say, why haven't they convened any of these states that have, you know, tremendous security and handle so much of this and have them use the same systems? When I actually talk to these state officials, they say it's a joke what the federal government uses to protect their secrets. It's so easily hackable. And it's just something that it's surprising that nobody on the Hill has called for any hearings on let's get to the bottom and make our systems, you know, safer, more secure. But I haven't seen that at all. So it's just been an interesting time. I have to admit, the Donald Trump, you know, and I'm a member of the press, and I actually enjoy the leaks. I actually enjoy getting information, you know, and he made some points, though. At what point, you know, remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, lots of newspapers had that information about the Bay of Pigs, and they decided not to run it at that time. I mean, but I can't trust the press out here. If they got information about North Korea or that we were going to launch some particular attack, you know, Edward, do you think they're going to run the story or are they going to hold it, you know, like in 1963, you know?
No, they're going to run the story. You know the answer. They're going to run the story, clearly.
Yeah, and interesting when you talk about Kennedy, I mean, right now, Donald Trump is bringing in Feinstein basically to do a review of, you know, the entire intelligence community. He was talking about an individual that was, you know, he's a billionaire, not too much in intel, but he is somebody who could come in and drain the swamp of all these leaks and so forth. And interesting enough, Kennedy did something similar after fiasco Bay of Pigs. He fired the CIA director, as I recall, and, you know, he cleaned up the intelligence community. A lot of people felt that might have, you know, had a play in his face.
Well, look, we shall see. Stay tuned. But thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, Tim. As usual, I love your insight and your analysis. And we'll be back. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.